master, at night the marisol, put us to write these words down. Your brothers have all gone to find work in England, house is so empty and sad. The cloth of the tables is sorely infected, a third to a half of them bad. And your sister Bridget and Patrick O'Donnell, going to be married in June. Your mother says not to work on the railway, be sure to come on home soon. Kilkenny, Ireland, 1870, my dear and loving son John. Hello to your missus and your poor children, may they grow healthy. Michael has gotten a bitting of bother, suppose he never will learn. Because of the dance, there's no term to speak of, and now we have nothing to learn. Bridget's happy, you named the child for it, though she's got six of her own. You say some work, but you don't say what kind, or when you'll be coming home. Kilkenny, Ireland, 1880. Dear Michael and John, my sons, I'm sorry to give you the very sad news. Your dear old mother has gone. We buried her down at the church in Kilkenny. Your brothers and Bridget were there. You don't need to worry, she died very quickly. Remember her in your prayers. It's so good to hear that Michael's returned, but money he's sure to buy land. For the crop has been poor and the people are selling at any price that they can. Kilkenny, Ireland, 1890. My dear and loving son John, I suppose I must be close upon 80, it's 30 years since you've gone. Because of all the money you sent me, still living out on my own, Michael has built himself a fine house, and Bridget's daughters have grown. Thank you for sending your family picture, their lovely young women and men. You say that ye might even come for a visit, but joy to see you again. Kilkenny, Ireland, 1892, my dear brother John. Sorry I didn't write sooner to tell you that father passed on. He's living with Bridget, she said he was cheerful, healthy right down to the end. You should have seen him play with the grandchildren of Pat Mac, the model, your friend. We buried him alongside a mother, down at the Kilkenny churchyard. He was a strong and a feisty old man, considering his life was so hard. And it's funny the way he kept talking about you, he called for you at the end.